everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Unreasonable Art of Living podcast. I'm your host, Gerhard Molin. And as always, enjoy the music. Welcome back to another episode, first and foremost. I hope you're doing fine wherever you are right now. I'm recording this episode on a Tuesday, early morning. It was a crazy weekend, so I didn't have time to record this week's episode prior. And first of all, welcome. If you're a first-time listener, what is this podcast about? Yeah, this podcast is called The Unreasonable Art of Living. It's almost like a documentation of my life and what I sometimes call walking the walk of not walking the life, or what's it say, walking the path of not knowing exactly. It's a reflection of my life. It's a documentation of the startup we're building right now. It's, when time allows again, inviting guests who also dared to embark on an what we call unreasonable art of life that goes beyond the non-linear way of thinking and often means to make decisions that you don't know really why you did it, but you just feel like you have to do it. It's like an inner feeling rather than a top-down knowing where you actually envision exactly why. So yeah, that's the podcast. And today, it's going to be 100% improvisation.
I think today I'm going to just also use the time, because like this podcast is also for me like almost like a diary, a journaling method to reflect and digest and integrate experiences that in my life. And today I'm drinking a very interesting, I haven't taken a sip yet, Earl Grey tea from Withered. I think it's Withered, from Chelsea, 1886. It was a gift to me by a listener of this podcast and now a friend. And she was in London and she knew that I'm a very like a tea enthusiast and that I love Earl Grey tea. And she, so kind, I'm like, I was so humbled. She gave me a bag of Earl Grey teas and I'm now it's the first one to try. Very curious. Let's see. Let's give it a taste. Wow. Delicious. Okay, wow. This is really good. So it's White Withered Earl Grey number 33. The quintessential British blend, beautifully balanced with flavors of bergamot. Wow, really good. Delicious. Love it. Yeah, I'm a huge Earl Grey tea fan. And generally now, big tea fan in general. So yeah, what happened this week has been crazy. So I think I will kick it off with a bit of an update on how the startup development is going of MyLumi. And so yeah, what is MyLumi? It's MyLumi is it's an iOS Flutter, iOS Android app that helps you to take control of your emotional and mental well-being. And it really helps you to become aware, creates emotional awareness and helps you to understand the root causes of emotional distress or the states in the long run. And there's many things happen again. Every week there's like so much happening. So we actually published an update last week, which we call Lumi Meditations. And Lumi Meditations actually takes a completely different approach to this whole meditation thing, because in our team we have been also meditating for many, many years. And I, even though I also tried and used many meditation apps, mental health apps, Headspace, Waking Up, and especially Waking Up, huge fan of the app, the company behind it, and Sam Harrison in general. What I found is like what's missing is that most mental health apps and meditations, they're all guided meditations. But if you ever, you know, learned meditation, doesn't matter what school, what philosophy, there's no guided meditation. It's always unguided. It's always you. It's always just you. There's no person talking to you whilst you meditate. Why I do see why we have this kind of like search of mental health apps, of guided meditations, because they kind of like need to give a reason to the existence of the app. Because otherwise, if they teach people unguided meditation, what's the point of using the app after all? But on the other hand, like the real beauty of meditation and the real benefits of meditation is actually when you don't have not a guide talking to you all the time in your ear. Because meditation is really about actually listening to this inner world, listening to what's going on within you. And also like discovering what's within you is like the most beautiful research you can ever do, this research of your inner world. So we launched last week, actually, Lumi Meditation Unguided. It is really just a timer you can use. And what we offer, though, is actually resources you can listen to help you start or level up your unguided meditation. Because we really, really, really believe that meditation needs to happen without anyone talking to you, with anyone, yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it kind of like you're not able to listen really to what's going on in you. And meditation is really about sitting and listening. That's it. And it's a beautiful practice. So yeah, this is what we launched last week. It's just one of the features that help you in this, kind of like helping you to take control on your mental well-being. And for the emotional well-being, there's much, much more coming. And then the most important thing actually this weekend was so exciting. That's why I didn't have time to record the episode this weekend. The whole founding team met in Malaga, so in Spain, for the weekend. So I left on Friday. I arrived yesterday evening, on Monday evening. I'm still a bit exhausted. Just like it was so intense in a very positive way. Very, you know, just it was very magical, to be honest. And you know, as it's a weird even say like this getting used to this like the title CEO and like the person who really tries to keep everything together and helps protecting the essence of a company and a product. For me, I was a bit nervous before we arrived because we are a founding team of 4 people, and even though I know everyone really well, not all of them knew each other in between, and I was like, oh, you know, that's the first time we actually met, all of us met in person. Before that, because we were quite a distributed remote company. So we only have every week a team meeting where we discuss and then we just go off and do our things, and it works really well. I think that's the beauty of remote work. But we only met in kind of like all of them in person, especially this constellation, never was in person. It was always like through video chat. So I was really nervous, to be honest, how these things will go turn out, because like, yeah, so now we're going to fly to Malaga. We're going to spend 48 hours in an Airbnb, you know, very close, no escape. And it, you know, wow, it could have gone sideways. Let's put it that way. Wait, not a sip of my Earl Grey tea. And so, yeah, I arrived early. So one of my co-founders, Max, who is also our chief creative officer, and he's in charge of really bringing the methods, because he's a leading Wim Hof instructor, therapist, a coach, life coach, and he has been working for the last years with hundreds of people to help them to in their emotional and mental well-being. And I was lucky to experience his methods at his retreats. And another co-founder, Mihai, we met there actually in one of the retreats. And we just know how powerful these methods are. And Max, with Max, we're working together to bring all these methods into Lumi. So there's so much more coming. So yeah, so I arrived. Max was already in Spain. He was with his partner at a wedding the week before. So I arrived on Friday and around lunchtime. It was beautiful to see Max. We've been knowing each other for 14 years. So it was really good to see him. It's such a beautiful friendship we have. And yeah, in the evening, then Mihai and Niklas arrived. Niklas, my other co-founder, he's from Finland, and we met at the coding school 5 years ago now, actually. And it's a beautiful, to all of them, you know, I share beautiful bond, beautiful deep friendship. It was just that it was the first time that all four of us met in person. And yeah, so we arrived, I arrived, and then a few hours later in the evening, Niklas and Mihai arrived on Friday, and we met directly in Malaga for tapas. And what I say, it was absolutely magical. It was so, I've never experienced it before. So especially, I talked to Max a few days, like yesterday again. It's like, because I had a startup before 7-8 years ago, and it was very different to now. Because we arrived and there was from the get-go a feeling of lightness, joy, creativity, jokes, love, authenticity in the air. We had tapas. We laughed a lot. There was curiosity to get to know each other, and there was this feeling in the air that none of us had to wear a mask. None of us had to wear a title. None of us were. We could just be. It was beautiful, and we had tapas, and then we went for a walk and had ice cream, and we shared just really, really funny stories. And then we had ice cream and walked through Malaga, and I think we went home at 1 or 2 p.m. at night, and yeah, I had a good night's sleep. And then next day we made coffee, and we just sat there and just talked again. Because I think the biggest wish we had for Malaga is just, yes, there was work to do, and I'll get to that in a moment, but our biggest wish was just to spend quality time together and to bond. And I think we really did that, and we did this with playfulness. So we on Saturday, so yeah, first we had coffee, talked a lot, talked about Lumi, our vision, and where we want to go. And but most importantly, the most important thing for Saturday were the Lumi Olympics. The Lumi Olympics, because we had an Airbnb right at the beach. It was amazing. And the Lumi Olympics, so we went to the beach and we thought about, I think it was 6 games to play. And I think it was all, yeah. The first game was who could hold longer his breath underwater. The second game was a sprint. The third game was who can jump the furthest, longest. The fourth game was boccia. So we just collected stones and then played boccia. We played, I think, 3 rounds, best out of 3. It was so much fun. The fifth game was stone skipping. So who could, I don't know if it's the right term in English, but we were like, who could skip this? We were looking, then collecting stones and like, you see, who can achieve the most skips by throwing the stone at the water. The sixth game was, there was a competition of who can build the most beautiful sandcastle. And we all had to be on the same line. And of course, there were many times the wave got really far. And we had, I don't know, I think 20, 30 minutes to build the castle of our dreams. And then Max's partner, she was the judge to decide which castle won. And it was so much fun. And it was amazing to see everyone's approach to build a castle and how different and how beautiful we're thinking and the approach we're doing. Yeah. And then, actually, there were six games, but then there was a tie between me and Max. And then we made the final competition. We were swimming. Who could swim faster to the buoyans, back and forth. But I think the most important thing, what I feel in the first time I felt this, that many companies are missing, is like, how can we achieve a space where everyone can also relive their inner child and allow it to be free through playfulness, through authenticity? And we also talked in the evening because we went through questions we want to ask ourselves as co-founders. And I think all of us wanted to share that, how can we achieve that we can create a safe space that allows for authenticity, but also how to allows for difficult conversations, in which we can express difficult conversations, in which we can seek feedback, in which we can be playful, bond, tell jokes, and we don't have to pretend. And also actually see a company or a way of being, because like it's a company is nothing else than just a decision that we are a group now and we dedicate a lot of time and energy together to create something. And this means, how can we actually enable a space where we also heal? Yeah, this might sound odd to some of you, but I think so often we ignore that we all come with emotional packages and things we maybe carry with us. And I find it bizarre, and I think I talk with Max a lot about that, that so many companies would just pretend that we are just these ready-made packages after childhood, after teenage years, and we just execute. But actually, there's such a big missed opportunity that we can also, because everything is temporary, so whoever we walk this path, whatever long it will be, it's an opportunity to allow each other to heal as well, together, to share, to help each other out and becoming aware of our weaknesses, about our inner shadows, but also to shine light on the strengths we maybe not see and help each other to believe in our strengths. And for us, it becomes so clear that this is what we want to build, a company that allows for this kind of process. And even though someone just maybe joins for 1 year, doesn't matter. For us, it's important that healing and growing is an essential part, a safe space where you can just be and be playful, be creative. You don't have to pretend. And if the time comes where, you know, their life journey is setting in another direction, at least for that time in their life, they had an opportunity to be surrounded by people that understood we're in this together and we look out for each other. And for me, just talking about this, it gave me goosebumps, but also there was an eerie moment because none of this I've ever imagined. And to be honest, very honest, and I think none of the co-founders know this, after my first startup crash, I swore to myself I would never try startup again. It was so traumatic. It was so exhausting for me. And I just didn't want to. And Lumi and whatever, and this whole constellation company, I think this also like, it's not something I really seeked out. It almost felt like it came to me and through also like I almost didn't have a choice, let's put it that way. I almost didn't have a choice to not do it. So that's of course always like especially the decision until I made the decision to then okay, I need to commit to this. I need to really see where this goes. Took a while because there was a lot of insecurity, like, okay, do I really want to try another startup? And after this weekend, on none of this, so what I actually shared with my co-founders is like, it feels so real, eerie real, and it's different to fantasy. It's different to what I imagine, like how a startup will be, how you will, you know, where you're going. Because none of this I've ever imagined how it will be. But then you just do it, and then reality is more beautiful, more magical than you ever could imagine. And when reality I'm talking about is like the time we spend together now in this very short amount of time with my co-founders. The things we share, the things we heal together, the moments we love together, the playfulness. But also the experience with, we launched Early Access, the amazing community we have. It's a small but yet very powerful community that helps us to stay accountable, that share ideas, that give us feedback. None of this I ever imagined. And here we are. And I think the key thing is sometimes to just don't plan ahead. Planning happens by just waking up every day and do what needs to be done one day at a time. It's consistency and having the awareness and openness to allow things to emerge, to adapt, to dance with it. And I think in one of my episodes, I talked about the importance of dancing with life. And I think this is so crucial. A startup, why it's so wild? Because a startup is really a very amplified, fast. Very amplified and fast and direct experience of the organic and chaotic way of living. Because you can't plan a startup. You can't plan any of this. To be able to make this work and don't lose your sanity, and you just really have to be able to understand that a startup is a dance, and it's a joyful dance, and it's a dance that only can work with others, because the magic happens when you are in sync, when you dance together and understand each other's strengths and weaknesses, and you dance with the energies. Actually, I have no idea what title I should give this episode today. Now would be good to get some live feedback from audience members. Let's see. I will think about it. I have a few minutes time to come with a title. And I actually wanted to share this week already like a bit more about the vision where we're going. But I think I will do it in the next episode or the episode afterwards. But if you have been a seasoned follower, you know this episode, this podcast doesn't follow a strict plan. Sometimes I say, this is what's going to happen, but then this is not going to happen. It's a very organic, joyful little art project, a representation where there's no... there's really no plan and vision of this podcast. It's really about, all right, what is the essence of this week that I would like to share? And this can change so fast. Okay. I will leave it at that. I'm going to enjoy the rest of this tea while I'm preparing this episode to be launched in, half an hour. I hope you're doing fine. I hope you're having a wonderful day. And thank you for listening. And if you want to reach out, send me a question. There's always links in the show notes. Happy to hear from you. And have a wonderful day.